This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre, standby in the kitchen. How are you, Paula?
Great, John. How are you?
Good. How's the Christmas? Good. I have to say, I was watching Hamley Kitchen last night. The Christmas special is on Friday coming, isn't it?
It is, next week, yeah.
Last night was sausage rolls and carrot chutney and goose gabs and Highland dancers, and it was fantastic. I was so hungry. Although, I have to be honest, I had just made, now you're going to laugh, I have just made myself a wee crispy bacon sandwich.
Oh, lovely.
Crispied my bacon in my air fryer, and I was sitting there with my wee sandwich, giving two fingers to you on the TV, going, if you could see me eating this
with your
part of my air fryer. Oh. She can't see me. Childish, I know, but there you go.
I know, but that's okay.
So today is a Christmas panna cotta, so spicy yes. White chocolate panna cotta with clementine jelly, walnut and apricot biscotti.
So, but a wee bit Italian, very Italian actually.
Oh,
so panna cotta just translates as cooked cream, and that's really what it is. But it's set with gelatin. So just with leaf gelatin, John, if you soak it in cold water for 10 minutes to let it bloom, and that's it, and that will melt in hot liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need to do. But it's that important thing is to have the patience to let it bloom for 10 minutes in cold water. That's all.
Okay.
And then just in your saucepan, just cream, milk and sugar.
Double cream now. This is
Cream. Yeah. There's some double cream. You could use whipping cream if you want, but it doesn't give you that nice richness, but you could. And then sugar. I've got cinnamon and mixed spice in it. Just stir it gently because you want your sugar to dissolve. And sometimes, you know, when the cream warms up, the sugar doesn't dissolve and then you get gritty panna cotta, which we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that's, don't boil it now. Just let it go nice and, you know, just let it, like, just scald it. And then after that, just add some white chocolate and then stir that off the heat, and white chocolate will melt very quickly. You know, just chop it up. And then squeeze the water out of your gelatin and put that into the hot cream mixture, and that's it. So that's ready.
So the leaves go into the cream mixture, and you throw out the water.
Just squeeze them out. Yep. And then pour that into whatever glass bowls, whatever bowls you like. You can make one big one, but I think into glass bowls or, you know, cocktail glasses or something mm-hmm. like that. Put that into the freezer or the fridge, sorry, and let that sort of set for about a couple of hours. You know, give them a couple of hours. And then after a couple of hours, you want to do this lovely jelly. And it's like, clementines are fantastic at the moment, aren't they? They're just so lovely.
They are. You know, it's that time of year. They just look fat and juicy.
I know, and they're great, aren't they? They're just beautiful. So just again, just the zest and juice of a couple of clementines. And then again, two leaves of gelatin this time. And then a wee bit of sugar, only about 15 grams of sugar. And then just bring that up to warm. And then again, when your gelatin's bloomed, add that to that. And then make the whole thing up to 200 mils with more clementine juice.
Mm-hmm.
So just give them a good squeeze. And then let that cool down. Well, the clementine juice will cool the whole thing down. And then pour that over the top of your panna cotta. So you get this lovely jelly.
Because you've had your panna cottas in the fridge and they'll have set at this stage.
For a couple of hours. Yep. give them a couple hours, and then the clementine jelly and back into the fridge.
Right.
And that's it. And how you want the garnish, that's up to you, but I've just put a wee bit of, you know, orange segments, or you could do clementine segments, you know, just peel the orange completely with the pith and everything, and then just take the segments out in between. And I put a couple of maraschino cherries because it's that time of year.
Maraschino cherries? I haven't had a maraschino cherry since I was about 7. And then once you used to get, were they soaked in something? Were they soaked in some kind of liqueur?
Maybe. Sometimes you get them soaked in amaretto, sometimes in kirsch, but you still get them.
Oh, when it says 7, then I mean 18.
They're trendy now, John. They're trendy again.
Are they?
Yes, they're definitely trendy. Because yes, maraschino cherries are back with a vengeance.
It'll be Black Forest Gatto next, and Chicken Maryland.
But there was nothing wrong with Black Forest Gatto the first time around. No, what was not? Cherries, chocolate, cream, more chocolate, alcohol. Sure, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Chicken Maryland, you can pretend not to like it, but everybody loves it. It's one of those things. And then just, I put a wee bit of pipe, a wee bit of cream over, a couple of segments of oranges.
Using your environmentally friendly piping bag that you were using on the TV last night. Love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like those? You can buy those quite readily now. The only thing is they're so environmentally friendly, they burst open sometimes. You have to be very gentle with them. They're high maintenance. They're environmentally friendly. Good old plastic ones, you can be quite brittle with.
Yeah.
But these ones, you know, it's no. But
a wee bit more delicate.
Wee bit more delicate. And then I always like, you know, when I'm doing a creamy dessert, you know, like a creme brulee or something like that, John, I like something crunchy, you know, to dip into it.
Mm-hmm.
So biscotti, or you know, you can buy biscotti, but I sometimes think when you buy them, you know, normally could follow up with a trip to the dentist. You know, you need to get them at the side of your mouth, or you need to dip them. I suppose they are made for dipping in coffee, but I think when you make them at home, and this is something, you know, the biscotti means twice baked. So all you're doing is making a biscuit dough with beat up butter and sugar and honey, really beat it up really well until it's lovely and fluffy. Add a couple of eggs, the zest and juice of orange, and then I've just folded in plain flour, bacon powder, some chopped walnuts and chopped dried apricots. But you see that last bit, walnuts and apricots, any combination. You know, I've done hazelnut and dried cherry, raisins, and you know, if you don't want to use nuts, if you want to make a nut-free one, leave the nuts out, up your... And vice versa. If you want a nutty one, you know, just do, you could do a mixture of nuts, pistachios, lovely.
Yeah.
Do lemon in this. So, and then get a heavily sugar, a board, and divide that dough into two and roll it into a sausage. Rolls really easily, about, you know, the length of a ruler. So you'll get two sausages, put them onto a baking tray lined with parchment paper, and they go into the oven for about 20, 25 minutes until they're lovely and golden.
Mm-hmm.
And then just let that cool completely. And then get a serrated knife and cut them into nice slices. Thin slices, whatever. And then back onto the baking tray again.
Oh, bake them again.
Bake them again.
Biscotti. See what you're doing.
Into the oven. Give them about 8 minutes and then flip them over and give them another 8 minutes. And then cool them down. You get these lovely crisp biscuits that are, but they're not hard the way they are, you know, if you buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that lovely combination of walnut and apricot dipped into your sort of orangey, spicy, white, you know, white chocolate cream is absolutely delicious. And then a wee maraschino on top. You know,
that's gorgeous.
What
so you have that. So yeah, these are for dipping. Then you dip them in and eat your panna cotta with your wee biscotti biscuits.
And John, see that mixer? That makes tons. Like, you see, the first time I made these, I thought this is endless. You know, so but the great thing about they'll keep in a tin.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that, I don't know about you, but there may have been quite a few sweets eaten over this past wee while. You know?
A wee
so
empty,
see the minute
yeah.
I hit Advent, that's it. I feel the need that I have to eat those wee wrapped sweets.
Totally.
So there's one tin ready made for the biscotti here already, so we're good. So that's it.
That's fantastic. So Christmas panna cotta, white chocolate spice, white chocolate, clementine jelly, apricot and walnut biscotti, or whatever kind of biscotti you're having yourself. Recipe on the website. No phones today, so best place is the website. the Saturday with John Toole Show page, and it'll be there for you. We have a couple of questions actually in. They're kind of Christmas questions. So the first one is, space in the oven is a problem, so I bake my ham in advance. Right, I'm hoping to bake the ham in advance this year. But reheating it can dry up. When I take the turkey out to rest, I put the parsnips on that shelf. How do I reheat the ham? And I mean, that's the same for turkey, isn't it? If you cook it the night before, how do you reheat it without it all turning into leathery?
With the ham, so you've got it all glazed and it's all cooked. Just slice it, put it onto a baking tray, and pour a wee bit of stock over the top. Cover it with parchment paper and then with tin foil, and that'll warm through.
Moist
because you've got that. Just pour that wee bit of stock over the top of it.
Just before you do, so you bake the ham, leave it. Say overnight. Say it's Christmas Eve and you've done your ham and you just leave it. Wrap it in tin foil and leave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the next day you do this. Then put a wee bit of stock over the top.
Yeah. Parchment. So your turkeys, you've brought the turkey out, so it's resting.
Mm-hmm.
And, so you can, with the turkey, I would say. What I normally do is just get, whatever I've baked it in, like, parchment paper or something like that, or get some parchment paper or tin foil on top of it, and then get a couple of tea towels and put them on top of it too, and that'll keep it warm. You want it to rest, but, and the thing about it, people say, how long can you rest it for? But you can rest the turkey for an hour and it'll still retain the heat.
Well, actually, that was the last question, was how long should the turkey sit outside of the oven before serving?
An hour's good because you want it to rest. You know the way, if you ever taken a chicken or anything out of the oven and you can't wait and you slice it up and it's all over the place.
Straggly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So the longer you leave it, and then, it will retain its heat, and then, then do it, slice it up, and then you've got your ham coming out of the oven anyway, and a good hot gravy over the whole thing anyway. So you can do that same thing with a turkey as well. Cook it the day before, slice it all up, have it all ready onto a tray, a bit of stock on top of it, cover that
up, parchment.
And then reheat it. Yeah.
Like that. I like the sound of that. Final one is my Jenny Bristow recipe. Oh, hello. For mince pies, tried and tested for 30 plus years, it says in brackets, includes
That's
one egg
Jenny's
yolk.
Not that old.
She'd be raging.
She's 46.
It includes one egg yolk in the pastry, but I need to make an egg-free batch. Can I just leave the egg yolk out?
Thank Jenny. Jesus. I'll give you her number. I have her number here on my phone. You can do it with cold water. Ice cold water instead will bind the whole thing together.
Okay.
Yeah,
leave out the egg yolk, just ice cold water.
Ice cold water will bind it all together.
Okay, because she says the other liquids in it are lemon juice and milk. That doesn't affect it, does it? Is that's in the mix of the mince, probably?
If that's in the mix of the pastry,
mm-hmm.
You could maybe put a wee bit more milk into it.
Yeah.
Or
just ring.
And then we'll get back, see if we can get back.
Right, you do that, actually. Yeah. And come back to us and let us know. That's hilarious. That's what I was going to say. Or you could just ring Jenny Bristow, but sure, if you're going to text her, see what she says.
Okay.
Class, Paula. Thanks a million.
All right, John. Thanks.
And talk to you. See you in our house next week, then.
Oh, we'll see you next week. Yes, I'm coming with loads. I'll be positively burdened with stuff.
Well, that's great. That's what everybody's asking, to be honest. So.
Yes, don't you worry. I will not skip.
Happy
the
days.
Next week,
the elves are already cleaning. The industrial cleaners are in. So it'll be good. Looking forward to that.
You wouldn't get any judgment in that part from me.
Hopefully not. And the air fryers will be roaring for the minute you come in the door.
That's great. That's fine. No bother. See if there's an air fryer in your kitchen, John. I'll say to Jenny, be in standby next week. There could be a row.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Paula.
All right, John. Take care.
Take care.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.